Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
And here's Chris.
I'm Chris. I'm here.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to Conan O'Brien
Needs a
guys.
Fan.
Yeah,
hey, Chris,
man,
how are you? I can't believe I'm here. I'm doing very well.
Well, tell us, Chris, first of all, nice to meet you. And where are you right now?
Pleasure's all mine. I'm in Chico, California.
Oh, cool. All right. Very good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Chico, California. And, look at your books behind you. You got World War II,
yeah.
The Civil War. We could be friends, you and I. We have similar interests.
I can tell, like, you're always talking about, like, at the end of your show, or like, you know, we're friends on the podcast. We're not friends outside. I got a gut feeling we'd be friends in real life without question or doubt.
Well, first of all, I love you got some red in your hair. You got the cool stash.
A little bit.
Cool mustache. I like the mustache right there.
It's nice.
And you got a good broadcaster voice. You got a very good.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Conan.
Yeah. What's your profession? Are you a guy that like does?
I am a paramedic.
Oh, you're a paramedic. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I
very much like to be a broadcaster, but no, I'm a paramedic for now.
Oh yeah,
I've
you're only saving lives right now.
Yeah. You
guys help more people than I do. I'm sure.
Chris, let me assure you, what you're doing is so much cooler than any broadcaster I know. That is very cool. What's it like to be a paramedic? Tell us about it.
It's very rewarding at times. It is the biggest compliment I receive in my life is being welcomed into strangers' home during their time of need.
Oh, wow.
And the only way I can repay that is like by doing my best.
Okay.
It's extremely rewarding at times, and at times it is absolutely difficult, very difficult.
Well, when you first show up, you go in the room. Let's say you enter the house, you go in, and I guess the first job is to try and ascertain what is wrong with this person, right?
Yeah, why did you call 911 today?
Okay.
I always introduce myself if it's available as a paramedic, and I say, you know, hi, how are you doing? What made you call 911 today? Are you in any pain? What's going on? And we kind of have to go down the route of, is it a medical problem or is it a traumatic problem? And then from there, we treat, diagnose to the best of our ability and transfer them to the appropriate hospital.
You are, first of all, it sounds like you're very calm in these situations, right? It just
I am. I'm more nervous about this than I have ever been. Like, there's blood everywhere on the radio. I'll just be calm as a cucumber. But they're like, Lisa was just telling me, like, Conan's on in two, and I'm sweating.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Well, listen, maybe you need a paramedic. You should call someone right now.
Later.
Why did you call 911? I'm on the phone with Conan O'Brien. It may be kind of nervous.
That's right. I won't be the first. I won't be the last.
So, you're a paramedic and you,
yes, sir.
You go and you don't have to call me sir, just call me Admiral.
Admiral.
You go into their home and let's say you notice, okay, this person's got a real problem and you put them in the ambulance and then you take them to the emergency room. Do you just drop them off then or is there a handoff to the trauma surgeon?
There is a handoff report and... The handoff report is one of the most valuable things I can provide on most calls. I have access to like the patient's house. I have access to or the side of the road. I can see what happened to the patient. I can see their living circumstances, and I can tell that to the nurse and doctor as well. I'm usually as the paramedic, I work alongside an EMT. The EMT, generally speaking, is the one that drives and assists me while we're not driving, and I'm in the back and I provide a higher level of care. I provide, IV therapy, cardiac monitor, and I have a list of medications I can give if appropriate.
What?
Wow.
I didn't know the difference.
And,
I didn't either.
We go to an appropriate hospital. There are different designations of hospital, and myself or sometimes have to call a doctor and decide which appropriate hospital or which hospital is appropriate for this patient.
Wow. Do you ever give the guy driving attitude that you have all these other responsibilities?
Yeah. Every day. Yeah. He knows who's in charge.
I would. I'd be like, hey, how's the driving going?
I am very fortunate.
I'm back here giving medications and saving lives. Hey, you might nice left turn.
Yeah, the guy's bleeding out. Yeah, and you're just bragging.
I would spend all my time bragging. I'm very fortunate.
I'm going to turn you up. I'm sorry. My partner, I have the greatest EMT partner in the world. We work really well together. He constantly challenges me. He's constantly asking me questions about this, that, the other thing. His name's Talon. He listens to the podcast too.
Okay, well, tell him I said, hey, shout out. What's his name again? Yeah,
shout out, Talon, like a claw.
His name is Talon.
Whoa. You're the coolest DMT ever.
Yeah, now I like him better.
I am.
Why aren't I talking to Talon?
Yeah, Chris, you got to step up. Let's
get
Chris
in
right
now. I had to get my shift covered.
Where's Rapier? As in Rapier Wit.
Yes. No, that's a terrible nickname.
Really bad.
That one was really bad.
Stiletto?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's not like intimidating.
Something like about like his stash, like we'll call him the broom.
Oh God, you guys are so bad at this. The broom?
Okay,
no,
you
that's
go.
Bad.
You go.
Knife.
Okay.
Okay.
I need Chris.
Okay, well, that's all better
than
my real nickname.
What's your real nickname?
They call me Rain Man at work.
They call you Rain Man?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I play trivia with my coworkers.
Oh, and you're good
really
at trivia.
Good at bar trivia.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm good at trivia and chess.
If they're mocking you for being intelligent and having knowledge, that's okay. You know?
Speaking from experience.
I'm sorry.
I mean, seriously.
I've been mocked in the past.
Yeah.
But so what if I can't throw a baseball? Anyway, let's not dwell on that. Last time I threw a baseball, I had to call an EMT. So you get to the hospital. You have the patient.
Yes, sir.
Do you have to say, like, okay, here's what I think it is? Does the surgeon ever have a real attitude? Like, I think I'll figure this out. Do they ever do that? Like, I think I got it from here.
I'm very fortunate. They went to 7 years of school. I went to one. Yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
But I'm very fortunate. Again, the hospital I work in association with is we have some very fantastic doctors. I choose to work where I work because I work with a lot of really great people, including the doctors and nurses, other first responders in my area.
Come on. Isn't anyone in your life a prick? I mean, come on.
Well, that's why he called here.
Yeah, there are.
I have the utmost respect for everyone I encounter. There's got to be one person at the hospital who's just the worst. We won't name them, but you know who I'm talking about.
Dr. Leno isn't very nice.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway.
I'm just picturing him in all denim scrubs.
So I hear you having a heart attack. That's what I know.
That's his siren. Any hoots. So I am very impressed by it. This is a very impressive young man.
Yes.
You've got cool skills.
You.
And tell us a little bit about your life. What's going on? Family? Anything going on?
No. As I'm single, I have a great family. My mother's beautiful and perfect in every way. I love my mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the most of the family I have. She was actually here this morning making me breakfast, which was very nice because she knew I was nervous for this.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's so nice. You shouldn't have been nervous about this. Yeah, we're easy to talk to. You know, we're just folk.
I know. But you're like, I've been watching you, Conan, on and off for about 25 years.
Oh, wow.
On and off.
I listen to you guys every day. Yeah.
Why take some
breaks? You guys went off
air. Had to take some breaks.
I didn't know you guys had a podcast. I didn't know you guys had a podcast until I bought my new car, which had Sirius XM.
Yeah. Okay, well,
and
clearly,
I listen to you guys
we're
now,
not
like,
doing a good job marketing that.
No, I'm telling everyone.
We have
about
all those ambulance ads on the side of ambulances.
Right.
That's for my law firm.
Do you feel less nervous now that it's started?
No, I'm more nervous. My heart rate is gradually rising.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you need 3 cc's of diazoazan stat. That's what I would say.
Yes. You're going to give me blood poisoning.
Did I just make up? I just made up a medication. I don't know what that is.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I grew up in Berkeley, California. I've not been back since, but I went to school in San Luis Obispo, and then I moved up to Lake Tahoe for a couple of years.
What'd you do there?
During the COVID-19. I didn't really know what to do with myself after college, so I actually worked for the California State Parks. My first job out of college was as a wedding planner, which is like one of the weirdest jobs. So I went from meeting people from the best days of their lives to the worst days of their lives, which is that
weird contrast.
Wait, yeah,
you went from being a wedding planner to being someone who's going into homes where someone's face just blew up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird swing, but I used to work on a fuels crew. I went back to school and became an EMT, and the EMT portion besides history class was the only class, higher level education class, I actually enjoyed.
Wow.
And so I decided, you know, I want to be a paramedic, and I did I became a paramedic, and I've been doing it now on and off for about 5 years.
If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses.
Never
Fortunately,
heard you say that.
LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
Hey, Conan O'Brien here. My travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go, is premiering on Max on April 18th. This is a show that kind of grew out of the podcast, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And I traveled to Norway, Argentina, Thailand, and Ireland to meet some of my fans that I met through the podcast. I have a lot of adventures. I've become a gaucho, a Muay Thai kickboxer. I'm an old lighthouse keeper. I'm a soccer player. I even visit my ancestral town in Ireland.
Hmm.
They've asked me never to return. You might even see a certain associate producer in my travels. You don't want to miss it. I love saying that when you might be fine with missing it, but I think you'll like it. Watch Conan O'Brien Must Go, available to watch now on Max. Hey, do me a favor, Crispy, and be honest. Would I make a good paramedic?
I think you'd give a great report. I do, and I've seen you calm under difficult situations. If you can perform on stage, I think you can perform well on steam. No.
But what about
no
the whole
joke.
Part?
Everybody here knows you're smart.
What about the whole part where I need to
be like, professional?
Yeah, be professional. Yeah. And you know,
you may make a joke unprofessionally, but your editing team does a great job of cutting that out.
You can't
do that in real life. In real life, when I go and I start making jokes, and we lose the patient. And we're all standing around the living room, and I'm like, hey, I smell someone's making goulash.
Yeah, and they're having a seizure.
You didn't apply a tourniquet because you had to stall for a bit.
He had to do comb mustache guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, then the guy died.
Yeah. Would I, that might not go well. Oh, well. You win some,
I think you'd be
some.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd do okay?
No, I
think you'd do okay.
How do you do? Are you squeamish?
I think That's the big thing. Is I guess there are people that just see blood and they have a problem.
There's a difference between like seeing like a video and seeing it like in person. That's sad. And then it's also not just blood. It's like every bodily substance besides blood too.
Oh.
So that it's not just like, is this gross or is this violent or gross? It's like
poo-poo with pee-pee.
It's also a smell factor.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Now you can't be a paramedic if you're going to say poo-poo and pee-pee. Right. Yeah. Well, we have a... Major release of poo-poo and pee-pee. We're heading in now. Is that how you talk to your kids? We've got poo-poo and pee-pee, Tack. We've got two poo-poo, one pee-pee. We need to administer diapers. Stat. Do people still say that, stat? That was on shows when I was a kid. Like, there was a show called Emergency, and they'd be like, get in here, stat.
Occasionally, I hear it in the hospital. Oh. Occasionally when I'm like walking through it, but it is kind of been phased out to my understanding.
How about, do you still say clear when you're using the paddles? Clear. Do you still do that?
Absolutely. Every time.
God,
yeah.
You don't say gather around.
Yes. No, okay. No. You cannot be touching somebody when they get shocked. Otherwise you'll get shocked too.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I never thought about
it. I want to try that.
That's why.
I would like to use the paddles. I'd like to say clear and then use the paddles on someone who doesn't need it. And then they do need it after I use the paddles.
No, you will, if you use it and they don't need it, they will need it immediately after.
Is that true?
Yes. If you shock somebody with a defibrillator, you can kill
them. Let me ask you something. Not that I'm Sometimes I just sort of think about, like, what's the perfect murder?
Oh. If,
but let me ask you something, Chris, and please, anyone listening, don't, you know, this is just theoretical, and so I'm not going to take responsibility for this. But if you use paddles on someone and you give them a heart attack and you want them out of the picture, can't you then call the hospital and go, like, they had a heart attack. Oh, now I inherit their money, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't say that into the
phone.
I'm
pretty sure I'd get in trouble if I shocked somebody that needed to be shocked.
No, I'm talking about secretly. Secretly.
And he's not talking about
secretly,
you.
Yeah,
he's clearly talking about
him. Let me just carry an AED around with me.
No, listen to me. I'm not talking about you, Chris. I'm talking about me. There's someone in my life, maybe, who I want out of the picture, and I use the paddles on them. Would a coroner be able to detect that?
He did look at you. Yeah.
Would a coroner be able to...
Gosh, I don't know.
I may have stumbled on the perfect murder.
We don't really use, like, the paddle. We don't use the paddles. We use, like, these really sticky pads that leave a pretty heavy residue. So they would see the residue and they would see the fact that
he's carrying around
a Zolmonder, which is, like, $10,000.
You mean you can say he was having a heart attack and you did it, and then he died.
Very good.
You just sealed your own death
warrant.
Maybe,
but like, I want to make it clear, we don't usually shock people that have a pulse. That's very frowned upon in my
industry.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Have you ever used the paddles on any kind of food item to heat it up?
Oh,
no. No, I have
not.
No,
if you use the paddles on an egg,
200 joules for 1 second, I don't think it would be enough.
You don't think so?
If you use the paddles several times on Eggo waffles that were completely frozen, would they be at all?
I think it'd make popcorn pop. I think that'd
really?
Make popcorn.
Oh, that'd be a fun night. Hey, kids, gather around.
I'm going to have to.
Hey, kids, let's have some popcorn. Clear!
I'm going to have to look it up later.
Kaboom!
Is that the popcorn?
That's the popcorn popping, yeah. It's also an auctioneer who's having a stroke.
Get the defibrillator.
Get the defibrillator on him.
Right.
And let him hold some unpopped popcorn. That got really stupid really fast, Chris, and that's your fault. You let us down this road.
Yeah. I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. This is all your fault.
To everyone listening, please don't use the defib pads on anybody unnecessarily.
I'm glad you're here, Chris. And I agree with what Chris just said. Yeah, that's a very bad thing to do. And don't try it on an Eggo, maybe popcorn. We cleared things up. Not on popcorn either? Okay. Maybe.
No, they don't sell these things privately. Like, you've got to, like, go through an agency.
I know, you're acting like it's at Costco.
Hey, I'm here for the defibrillators.
They're in buildings sometimes, like on the wall.
No, they get it.
Welcome to Costco. How can I help you? I'm looking for an MRI and a defibrillator. Let's see. I want an iron lung, too. What are you doing? I'm building a hospital. You should come on by. Have you been to medical school? Nah. Hey, do you sell licenses here?
You should come on by.
Come on by if you ever have any trouble. My name's Conan. I got a hospital. It's right down. I'm on the third house on the left. Are you going out on Halloween? What are you going to do for Halloween?
I have to work this Halloween.
Are you allowed to dress up?
I did dress up this past weekend. No, I went as Ned Flanders.
perfect.
Oakley Doakley.
Yeah, can't really be. Howdy ho, Strokerino. That one.
That's great.
I had the glasses on, and everybody thought I was Jeffrey Dahmer. So I think it's the last time I'm doing the costume.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Well, Dahmer, Flanders, same
definitely
thing.
Can't do that as a paramedic. Yeah. I do think that Ned Flanders would be a great paramedic. Ned and Marge would be my two votes. Mm.
I would worry that Ned Flanders would just put it in God's hands too many times.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be like,
too much.
He'd say, like, well, it's the good Lord called, and then can't interfere with the good Lord's plan, you know, as opposed to, no, he's just got a hangnail. Get in there, help him. I'm very impressed by this gentleman.
Chris, do you have a question for Conan?
I have quite a few, but I was really hoping you guys bring back remote episodes, because that was my absolute favorite thing to watch you guys.
Oh, cool.
And even you guys just do the audio for the Grand Canyon, like, that'd be hilarious.
Wait, for the TV show, or are you saying do it for a podcast?
Or do a remote as a podcast and release it on YouTube.
Okay.
I mean, like, or just, I know you, I don't know the situation, but, like, even just do local ones, like, go to parts of California.
Well, let's just say there's some things in the works. There's some plans in the works.
Yeah, come do a ride-along, man. That can be your remote.
Ooh, you and I on a ride-along?
Oh, man.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I'm a paramedic instructor as well. I can teach. I can give you the crash course.
Well, we all know how this is going to go. Lives will be lost.
Conan,
but laughs will be gained.
Conan will commit manslaughter, and I will lose my paramedic
license. No, no, no. You won't lose your license.
But it'll get some good laughs, I think.
Yeah.
It'll be a good bit.
Hey, if all you lose is a career and we get some laughs,
right.
Then who's to say we didn't
have
win?
You guys ever had, like, I don't know, I hope you guys have only had positive interactions with us.
Yes.
I was just curious, have you ever had an interaction with a paramedic or EMT?
I don't think.
No, I mean, I've a couple of times been around elder folk who have needed that kind of assistance, and paramedics, EMTs have come, and they're just always fantastic. Great. No, I mean, I can't imagine how that
really warms my heart to hear.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. If people come in, they just have this body of knowledge, and they're calm, and immediately everything is better.
Yeah.
I like hearing that. I really try to replicate that in my practice as well.
Oh my God, yeah. No, if I was having a problem, I would want you to come through the door. And then we'd spend like 10 minutes just talking about old Simpsons episodes. And then, I would flatline and you'd be in a lot of trouble. Well, Chris, very, very nice to meet you. You're an impressive young man. And
I appreciate you saying that.
You're a better Ned Flanders than Ned Flanders, in my opinion. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, very cool to talk to you. And tell your mom we said hello.
Even cooler to talk to you guys. Of course, yeah, my mom's great. I know you guys are wrapping up, but I just want to say you guys helped me so much in my personal life.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the peer support team here in my area, and like I always say, after we see something rough, you always have to laugh and then you have to sleep. And you guys give me so much to look forward to in my daily commute, watching you guys on YouTube, and just a lifetime of laughter.
Thank you so much.
And even though I'm not even 30 yet, that's still... I say laughter is like the best medicine, and you guys provide a lot of it.
I would agree. I think medicine, as some comedians said, actually medicine's the best medicine. I don't know who said that, but they were... When the shit really hits the fan...
I will give my tight five in the back of the ambulance.
You guys... When the shit really hits the fan, I want someone who really knows the stuff that you know. But that is very nice of you to say. And it does warm our hearts to know that people like you who are doing really good work are out there listening. It's very meaningful. So thank you. I appreciate
it. You guys help more people than I ever can. I hope you guys keep doing what you're doing. You give me and so many other people something to look forward to each day.
Wow.
I really appreciate all you guys do. And
that's so
you guys
nice.
Are absolute legends.
Wow, I'm going to cry. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. Honor to talk to you, really.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Honor's all
Thanks,
mine.
Chris.
Bye-bye, Chris.
Have a great day, Conan. Bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.